Things went for you and the offense as a whole today?
I thought it was pretty good. We not trying to show too much, obviously. Just a couple of day one, day two installs, not a lot of show. But able to come out trying to execute. First couple drives are all right, just trying to move the ball, trying to score some points. Overall, I thought it was a good day.
Yeah, someone who's been through a spring game several times in your career, what do you try to get out of something like this?
Just trying to execute, just trying to make sure you do your job. As far as everybody, not trying to do too much, just go out and execute and do your job.
How are you feeling? You've obviously been throwing now for a few weeks. How's the thought?
Yeah, I'm just shaking the rust off. I'm just trying to get back into it, get into the rhythm of everything. I feel really good right now.
We ended up with seeing you today. Was it important for you to get out here and get some reps in?
Yeah, I just got a couple drives. I'm just trying to get back into it. It's just important to get out and get back to the field playing again. So, yeah, it was definitely worth it.
When the rosters are a bit more scrambled, is it tougher to the communication side of things?
No, I think we're doing really good as far as communication. I feel like everyone's clicking and getting on the same page and communicating really well. So I feel like we're good on that part.
How's that connection with the guys that are returning, like Yannick Smith and Yannick and Anthony?
Yeah, I feel like that connection's still there. That's what the summer's for. I'll be back full go, so I'm going to take that time over summer, really work with them and get that connection back going.
How much has this team gelled and just connected over the last few weeks in the spring that makes you look more forward towards the summer at quarter three and four, as Coach Harrell was talking about?
Yeah, I think we're a really close locker room, especially coming out today. We had high intensity, purple versus gold. We had a good energy just coming out on the field, and it was all love at the end, coming together, all one team, and we have one goal. So I feel like in the locker room, really coming together and really gelling overall, so I think it's really good.
What is that one goal?
One goal is to go undefeated, win every game on our schedule, and beat NC State that first game of the year.
How's it kind of been just for you? Just what has it been different watching from the sidelines? Have you noticed different things just about the game, just, you know, being limited this spring?
Yeah, I kind of take it like a backseat perspective a little bit and just kind of look at everything as a whole, looking at everyone's assignments, kind of seeing the grand picture of everything. And I feel like it's really good for me just taking everything in perspective and not really focusing too much on the day-to-day stuff and kind of seeing the full picture of everything. And looking at the other positions too, trying to figure out what the receiver's doing every play, what the lineman's doing every play, what the tight end's doing every play, knowing their assignment, so it makes me a better player when I go out on the field. I can help them out.
What has that balance been like? You want to be out there as much as possible, but also don't want to, you know, risk re-injuring or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no point really just going out here and trying to go too hard. I just want to be out here and build a connection with the guys and just be part of it. So that's really important for me just coming back.
What are you doing to help Jeter, Hodge, the other guys in the room?
Yeah, whenever they have questions, they don't have to go to JDB. They can ask me, and I'm here to help them. I want to help them as much as I can. And it's helpful just, especially when we split up sides, and I can help them out too. If they have certain questions on read or just different looks, I can kind of help them out just from my past experiences. So, yeah.
You ever have a game delayed by a drone before?
No, I have not. I wondered whose it was, but it's pretty funny.
If it wouldn't have left, would you have thrown a football at it?
I don't know. See if I can hit it, see my accuracy, but yeah.